Hello and welcome to the October edition of our podcast, a Goethe Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. This is delectable Dave Creedon presenting the English language version of Angie Portman's podcast. Angie has picked another 5 bands to showcase this time around. They've all just come out with really remarkable albums, all made in Germany. So today's lineup features Die Nerven, Nitsch, Principess, DYL and Thinking, and for openers, International Music. International Music are a trio from Essen. Their album, Endless Rüttenscheid, is named after Rüttenscheid, the hub of the art scene in Essen.
Wunderschöne Wortkombination, Endless Rüttenscheid. Klingt ganz anders als Endless London oder Endless New York oder so, oder?
That's a wonderful combination of words. Endless Rüttenscheid sounds worlds away from, say, Endless London or Endless New York, doesn't it? That was Pedro from the band International Music. We'll be hearing more from him in just a moment. But first, here's a song off International Music's 3rd album called Endless Rüttenscheid. We find this off-the-wall collocation Endless Rüttenscheid fascinating too. It's so romantically dysfunctional. International Music's lyrics are as marvellously vague and unspecific as ever on their 3rd album. Here's an example. Ich heb ab, hebt mich auf, ich bleibe in der Schwebe, dann bring ich fein gesiebten Sand von fernen Rockplaneten. I lift off, you pick me up, I remain in limbo, then bring finely sifted sand from faraway rock planets. For International Music, these rock planets are krautrock, new wave and shoegaze, 60s pop and psychedelic rock, even some ska.
Knie kaputt, Frisur ist scheiße, die besten Jahre sind vorbei.
Knees busted, haircut sucks, the best years are over, they sing. But the best years are by no means over for International Music. Their 3rd album, Endless Rüttenscheid, is once again packed with songs to die for. Or better yet, to take off to faraway rock planets. It all works so well this time around, thanks in part to the trio's irresistible harmonies. though perhaps also thanks to their merciless sense of humour. I asked Pedro Crescenti, what's more important to them, the harmonies or the humour?
Das kann ich jetzt gar nicht so sagen. Das ist von Stück zu Stück unterschiedlich. Wir lieben beides.
I can't really say categorically. It varies from one song to another. We love both. We love the harmonies. We love choral music. We also sing a lot on our own whenever we get a chance. As for humor, I think that's just a personality trait of ours. It's fun to go through life with a humorous take on things. It's very important, too. I always like musicians who don't take themselves all too deadly seriously in their lyrics, which I often find dull. I prefer a wink of the eye or a little irony in a song. And somehow the lightness makes the heaviness heavier and the heaviness lightens up the lightness. And through that contrast, everything works so well. I like that a lot. International music are Pedro Crescenti, Peter Rubel and Joel Rotes. And they do us the favour of defining the genre of their new album when they sing. We make timeless, melancholic music.
Seit Beginn unserer Band werden wir gefragt, was
Ever since we started the band, people are always asking us what kind of music we make, which is a perfectly natural question. Sure, we play rock music, but we have a hard time articulating our own take on our music. I think timeless melancholic music says it well, because it's in English. After all, we call ourselves international music, and it has something international about it, and timeless too. I really like to make music people will be listening to in 50 years. But we only think and talk about it on a meta level when people ask us, like here, right now. Actually, much of it comes about simply from playing music intuitively or as a result of interest or curiosity. Curiosity is awfully important to our music, too.
Neugierde ist auch ganz wichtig in unserer Musik, glaube ich, die Neugierde.
Let's head from Essen down to Stuttgart, where Die Nerven are from, though a couple of the band members are now based in Berlin.
Das Glas zerbricht und ich gleich mit.
That was a song called Das Glas zerbricht und ich gleich mit. In other words, the glass is breaking and so am I. Die Nerven, which means the nerves, are on top form here. Gigantic melodies, searing riffs. This is grandiosely grooving, incredibly rousing noise rock. This new album is called Wir waren hier. We were here. Die Nerven are Kevin Kuhn, Julian Knoth and Max Rieger. Rieger has become something of an institution in the German indie rock scene, producing everyone from Kasper and Stella Sommer to the legendary noise pioneers The Swans. And besides being Die Nerven's producer and frontman, he also makes marvellous solo music as All diese Gewalt. And now, Wir waren hier, his new album with Die Nerven. Wir waren hier, wir waren hier. Keine Pflanze, kein Tier, war so wertvoll wie wir. Nach uns kommt die Sintflut, wir fressen vorher alles auf. We were here, we were here. No plant, no animal mattered more than us. Après nous, le déluge. We'll gobble everything up first. Die Nerven rage against our unrelenting waste of natural resources and how we've contaminated the earth. As earnest and as urgent as they sound, however, the music is also extremely exhilarating and big in every respect. The trio recorded their new album more or less at home. Max Rieger and Kevin Kuhn travelled from Berlin to Stuttgart to visit with their families there and work on the new material with Julian Knoth in a laid-back atmosphere, without any pressure. And they found the perfect place to record, the pinewood-panelled dining hall of Michelin-starred restaurant in a hotel complex that was about to be renovated. Julian Knoth told Noah Noack, our colleague over at Zündfunk, what it was like to record an album in such an odd place.
Also es war irgendwie ein großer Glücksgriff, dass wir da irgendwie drin gelandet sind in der Zirbelstube, weil
that dining hall was a lucky find, because it really is a very special room. Though it doesn't have the vibe of a Michelin-starred restaurant, it's not such a big room, and it radiates a certain warmth, because it's paneled all over with this light red pine wood, which made for a terrific sound. It had this big picture window with a panoramic view of the garden, so we could always take a peek outside. We could also adjust the lighting to create totally different moods, the way you can in most restaurants. After our Black album, which is very straightforward and very caustic, we wanted to make something airy, where you can hear the ambient space, even on the recording. We also wanted to bring out the playful way we interact and groove when playing some concerts. That was what we were going for.
Unsere Schlüsse.
Mein Körper ist ein Tempel. Ich reiße ihn ein. Nichts wie weg von hier. Wenn ich bleibe, gehe ich ein. Ich weiß es besser. Hör mir zu. Nie mehr war ich näher, nie mehr so fern. Tausend Nadelstiche treiben sich ins Fleisch. Ich höre dich sprechen, aber weiß nicht, was du meinst. Ich will nie mehr 18 sein. Ich will nie mehr 18 sein.
On one great song called 18 or 18, Max Rieger sings Ein Hoch auf die Jugend, zum Glück ist sie vorbei. Let's hear it for youth. Thank God it's over. Which is certainly a surprising sentiment, seeing as everyone's always rhapsodizing about youth.
Die Jugend ist irgendwie verklärt. Also in dem Sinne, dass es ja irgendwie schon immer in der Popkultur einen gewissen Jugendwahn, will ich es gar nicht nennen, aber so eine gewisse Glorifizierung der Jugend gibt.
Youth is glorified in the sense that there's always been a certain, I don't want to call it an obsession with youth, but a certain glorification of youth in pop culture. It's also reassuring when you get older, a bit more relaxed, and not caught up as much in that hormonal emotional turmoil as you did back in the day. So getting older is not all bad. Let's segue now from Die Nerven to Nitsch and Nick McCarthy. This German-British musician played with the Scottish indie rock band Franz Ferdinand until 2016. But McCarthy was and still is active in a whole bunch of other bands and music projects as well, including Lunzen Trio, Embryo, Strömer, Box Kodaks and Manuela. At the moment, though, Nick McCarthy, along with Niklas Minteregger and Emin Corrado, is above all Nitsch.
Was kann ich noch fragen? Ich hab so viel gefragt und alles erzählt. Ich hatte den Kopf lieber gezunden und als ein Zahn, weil wer will hören, was ich sag? Was kann ich noch sagen? Ich könnte sagen, dass ich dich schon immer will. Ich könnte sagen, das ist alles nicht so schlimm. Vom Gefühl. Was kann ich noch tun? Ich hab so viel getan und alles war zu viel. Ich geh jetzt lieber in die Bar von Josephine. Was kann ich noch tun? Ich hab so viel getan und alles war ein Scheiß. Du kommst zu mir, ich seh den Rauch aus deiner Lunge. Schau dran, ja schau dran, bei Josephine gibt's keinen Empfang. Ich schau dich an, du schaust mich an, ich glaub ich hab mich in dir vertan.
Ich schlaf heute nicht ein.
This eclectic blend of new wave guitars, Italo disco, and snide Austrian humour circles around love in its every shade. We cruise coolly through the night and stand around at the bar across from Josefina. There's no phone reception, but there's snaps, and you can smoke inside the bar too. Heartache and disappointments hang in the air like the plumes of cigarette smoke. Nietzsche's new album is named after the title song we've just heard, Die Bar von Josefina, or Josephine's Bar. Incidentally, the joint really does exist. It's a legendary, rather run-down jazz bar called Café Hello Josefina in Graz, Austria, and its singer Niklas Metteregger's favourite joint. Nick McCarthy explains why.
Ja, diese Bar von Josefine, die verbindet, glaube ich, Graz mit Liverpool und Liverpool mit Graz.
Yeah, I think Josephine's bar connects Graz with Liverpool and Liverpool with Graz, where I'm from and where Niklas is from. We figured it's got something that both cities have too. And when we sing about it in Munich, it feels good. This late-night bar that doesn't open till midnight. Josefina's bar is a tiny world of unfulfilled longing that seems like a relic of a different era and a different place. Just like Nietzsche's music. Their debut album is the perfect one for the road, closing time music, when nobody wants to go home yet.
Ich glaube, deine Behauptung ist relativ gut, ehrlich gesagt. Ja, ich glaube, das könnte hinhauen, der Absacker, der perfekte Absacker.
I think that's quite on the mark. I think it could fit the bill. The perfect one for the road, when you don't feel like leaving yet. Everything's gone up in smoke. So maybe one more slow dance? One last one step as the sun's coming back up. I'll use it. It's spot on.
It's past perfect.
In a previous Zündfunk interview, Nick McCarthy talked about how much he likes the Munich Academy of Fine Arts and making music with aspiring artists there, where what matters isn't so much perfect mastery of an instrument, it's the idea that counts. I asked him whether that goes for Munich's residence theatre too, where he met Niklas Metteregger.
Ja, ich schätze Kunstakademien generell.
Yes, I like art schools in general. I'd say art students are usually the best musicians. I've always really enjoyed making music with people in the art scene, especially in Munich and Glasgow, and in London, of course, too. It's a really good combination. I actually swore to myself I'd never make music with an actor, because I always thought what actors and ex-actors did in bands was dreadful. And now I'm doing precisely that, which is typical, of course. But whatever, I'm doing it anyway. It's terrific.
It's geil.
So Nietzsche didn't meet at art school, but in the theatre scene. Nick McCarthy was making theatre music, and Niklas Metteregger from Graz was an actor. The two of them started writing songs together, which they've been releasing as Nietzsche since 2022. Laid-back songs about love, unexpected, unrequited, or romantic love. Love you can't get over. The love you'd follow to the ends of the earth. Incidentally, Nietzsche also discovered the band's drummer, Maria Mohling, at the theatre.
Die Maria, die haben wir im Theater gesehen, mit einer blonden Perücke.
We saw Maria in the theatre wearing a blonde wig and her face distorted with glue or something. It looked absolutely mad. And we thought to ourselves, who is that? We need a goddess on drums. And Niklas has connections there. He knows everyone. So we asked who it was, and it turned out to be Maria. And she was into playing with us. Incredible.
Unglaublich.
But Maria Mohling isn't just Nietzsche's drummer. She's been a member of a South Tyrolean band called Ganes, the duo Me and Marie, and several other bands and projects. And she's in a Munich-based pop trio called Principes, which is the next featured act on our October podcast.
Alle sind perfekt, alle sind nett.
In addition to Maria Moling, Principessa Teresa Staffler, likewise from South Tyrol, and Julia Wichtel from Munich. With passion and in catchy pop songs, the trio stick their fingers into the still bleeding wounds of our patriarchal society. They sound jaw-droppingly candid and endearingly impatient. Whether it's a matter of debunking the myth that every woman needs a man by her side, pointing out the fact that women can never please others or satisfy society's expectations, or railing against the assumption that, in case of doubt, it's always the woman's fault anyway. In an interview with Zündfunk, Maria Moling and Julia Wichtel explained what makes them so angry.
Es ist halt einfach immer noch so, dass Frauen oft einem gewissen Bild entsprechen sollen.
The simple fact of the matter is that women are still often expected to fit the mold. And we don't like that, because everyone should be whoever they feel like being and shouldn't have to satisfy society's expectations. And yet we were all raised the same way, in the same patriarchal society. And oftentimes we can't get out of the mold ourselves. It's just plain ridiculous and infuriating. And I think you can clearly hear that we want no part of it and want to change all that.
Whether the lyrics are in German or Italian, Principessa's work is always feminist. They delight in exposing stereotypes and society's ideals of beauty. Principessa has no front woman. They all sing. They all write songs. Together, they make a revved-up brand of Italo-Kraut pop music with Farfisa organ and pumping bass. And they have a lot of fun doing it, as you can hear on the album. Let's wind down this podcast with another remarkable collaboration. This one is international, intergenerational, and very, very deep. The duo call themselves DYL and Senking, and they call their debut album Diving Saucer Attack. DYL is Romanian producer Eduard Costea, and Senking is Berlin-based musician Jens Massel's stage name. Both musicians love dub techno, intelligent dance music, or IDM for short, and ambient. Diving Saucer Attack whisks us away to mesmerizing drone landscapes on a voyage through subterranean echo chambers condensed into sound, with snarling bass lines and a spooky hip-hop groove in slow motion. Senking talks about his creative process.
Grundsätzlich zur Entstehung meiner Musik ist halt, dass es
Making music is basically a very emotional process for me. My emotional state when composing informs my pieces during the creative process. So it's therapeutic in the broader sense of the word. And my aim is always to evoke mental images, associations and so on in the listener's mind. That's what matters to me. And I hope people can feel the same way about it. The young Romanian producer DYL definitely can. Senking and his music had a huge influence on Eduard Costea, especially on his EP entitled Ping, which came out on the Karaoke Cult label too, back in 1999. DYL says Senking was one of the producers who inspired him to make music in the first place. I asked him how the collaboration came about.
I've been a big fan of Senking's work for a long time, so one day I decided to reach out to him. To my surprise, he was already familiar with my music and liked what I was doing. That mutual appreciation sparked the idea to collaborate, and that's how Diving Saucer Attack came to be. It felt natural to work together, and we quickly found a shared creative vision for the project.
The duo then put out a joint EP entitled Uniformity of Nature in 2020. And now, with their album Diving Saucer Attack, this intergenerational project has produced an impressively timeless statement, which we hope is just the first of many more to come. And, on that auspicious note, let's call it a wrap. Don't forget that you can listen to the podcast, which is a Goethe Institute and Sinfonk Bayern 2 monthly co-production, not only on the Goethe Institute's website, but also on ARD Audiothek, Spotify, and other streaming services. This is Diaphanous Dave Creedon signing off on Anshi Portman's podcast. Before I join you on a deep dive into the mysterious soundscapes of DYL and Senking.